Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 28. Coming up, sports facilities in correctional institutions to be upgraded, National Service Corps to recruit 250 persons in November, and all GSAT entrants to be placed in high schools as of 2018. The news in detail after this message.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is to partner with the Ministry of National Security to upgrade sports facilities in correctional institutions across the island. Sport Minister Olivia Grange says this initiative is geared at bolstering the National Security Ministry's We Transform Youth Empowerment and Reintegration Program, which seeks to provide children in correctional institutions aged 12 to 17 years with the skills and support to become productive citizens. Ms. Grange outlined that the ministry will incorporate correctional institutions into plans to develop sport infrastructure in communities and schools. She adds that the We Transform program will be further enhanced following the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the National Security Ministry and the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, under which the JCDC will seek to unearth, train, and expose the various talents of young people in the correctional institutions. The minister was speaking at the opening ceremony for the We Transform Youth Empowerment and Reintegration Program Competition at Expo earlier this week. Come November, an additional 250 young people will be recruited by the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, under the Jamaica National Service Corps, JNSC. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the new recruits will represent the second cohort drafted under the JNSC. The first cohort of 234 men recently completed the 13-week military training component of the program. Mr. Holness says the next intake will have female recruits. He adds that the JNSC is integral to the government's Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Initiative.
What the program is designed to do is to increase employment and training of young people whilst attaching them to critical functions that help with the civil governance of the country.
The 13-week training exercise represented the first of five phases comprising a year-long program for the first batch of recruits. The Jamaica National Service Corps will facilitate an intake of 1,000 persons to the JDF annually for 12 months of training in military, vocational, and broader life skills. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says the ministry will be able to place all students who sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT in a high school as of next year. Senator Reid says 99% of the students who sat the GSAT this year were placed in high schools. Four more full high schools have now been introduced, which will enable the ministry to achieve 100% enrollment in high schools for the 2018 academic year. Typically, students who are not placed in high schools after sitting GSAT are placed in primary and junior high schools.
Where we are now, we can't stop our kids at grade 11 anymore, because what are they going to do at grade 11 at age 16? We prefer to have an elongated experience.
Minister Reid was addressing the Rotary Club of Downtown Kingston meeting at the Hotel Four Seasons in Kingston on Wednesday. And the search for natural gas and other non-renewable resources in Jamaica's international waters is still underway. Manager of Oil and Gas at the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, Brian Richardson, says the 2.5-year search is expected to enter a new phase in a matter of weeks, though no significant finds have yet been recorded. He says an update on the ongoing expedition is to be discussed at the inaugural natural gas conference set for October 4 to 6.
We're doing extensive exploration offshore to see if Jamaica has the resources such as natural gas. It's not a certainty, but the PCJ, working with our partners, we're doing our best to at least clear in everyone's mind if we have it or if we don't have it.
The three-day conference themed New Horizons, the development of a natural gas sector in Jamaica, prospects and challenges, is being jointly hosted by the PCJ and the Office of Utilities Regulation. The conference is open to the public. For registration and payment details, visit pcj.com, our.org.jm, or jamaicagasconference.com. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.